Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. A truck overturned in Fentange last night, injuring two, while another car crash near Remich also injured two people. A filter system caught fire in Bettenburg's industrial zone this morning, requiring fire brigades from the whole region as well as rescue services specialised in chemical protection to attend. Luxembourg recorded 1,187 bankruptcies last year, remaining stable compared to neighbouring countries, where failures rose over 6%. Services and construction were hardest hit. Four ministers, including Prime Minister Luc Frieden, will present a family package this morning, introducing uniform tax class from 2028, adjusting child benefits and reforming childcare vouchers under the slogan "Together for Every Family." The Indian Foreign Minister Dr. Jayesh Khanka is visiting Luxembourg today for talks with Prime Minister Luc Frieden and Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel, celebrating over 75 years of bilateral relations. 28,000 Berlin homes remain without power for a fourth night after Friday's attack on power lines. Around 20 schools remain closed and many people have to stay in their dark apartments in freezing temperatures. Others have found shelter in sports halls or hotels. Critics are questioning why essential infrastructure is so vulnerable. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty to charges of narco-terrorism in a New York court on Monday, 2 days after being snatched by US forces in a raid on his home in Caracas. At an emergency UN Security Council meeting, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was concerned that international law may not have been respected. Meanwhile, in Caracas, Delcy Rodriguez has been sworn in as president. Russian strikes killed two people in Ukraine early on Monday and forced nighttime evacuations in freezing conditions. The attacks come just a day before Ukrainian allies meet in Paris to discuss ending the nearly four-year war. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, are attending today's meeting, hosted by French President Macron, to discuss security guarantees and proposals to end the war. Moving to sport, and Manchester United head coach Ruben Amorim has been sacked after 14 months in charge. He joined the club from Sporting Lisbon and has struggled throughout his time at the club. Darren Fletcher is said to be taking charge of the club on an interim basis. The Four Hills ski jumping tournament concludes today in Bischofshofen. Slovenian's Domen Prevec leads by over 41 points after winning yesterday's qualification, making his overall victory virtually certain. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. There's no snow predicted for today, although we can expect plenty of clouds looming over the country, and freezing temperatures mean the snow and frost on the ground will stay for now. We might even spot the sun in the afternoon. Temperatures will range from around minus 5 degrees now to highs of 1 degree in the afternoon.